Please watch my videos titled Mary is the Woman in Genesis 3:15, Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant, and Mary is the New Eve before watching this one to get a proper background. First, let's define the Immaculate Conception. The dogmatic definition given by Pope Pius IX in 1854 is, "We declare, pronounce, and define that the doctrine which holds that the Most Blessed Virgin Mary, in the first instance of her conception, by a singular grace and privilege granted by Almighty God, in view of the merits of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the human race, was preserved free from all stain of original sin, is a doctrine revealed by God, and therefore to be believed firmly and constantly by all the faithful. Since the fall of humanity at the Garden of Eden, every human ever conceived has been infected with the stain of original sin. It is transmitted from generation to generation, from parent to child. There are only two exceptions to this, Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Jesus, because he is God, and Mary, so she would be a fitting vessel for him, unstained and undefiled. This does not mean she is divine. It means that she is without original sin, like Eve." Now, I'm not going to rehash what I said in the other three videos, so you really need to watch them to get a proper background. But I will say this concerning Genesis 3:15. First, let's look at the passage. "I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel." Everyone agrees that the seed or child of the woman is Jesus. Well, if the child is Jesus and Jesus' mother is Mary, then the woman is Mary. It's not rocket science. Everyone also agrees the serpent is Satan. The passage says that God put enmity between the woman and the serpent, and her offspring and his. The offspring of Satan is sin. Therefore, there is enmity between Mary and Jesus, and Satan and sin. Enmity means total and complete opposition. If two things are in enmity with each other, they have nothing to do with one another. There is absolutely no cooperation or communion between the two. Consequently, both Jesus and Mary are completely opposed to Satan and sin. When we sin, we are not enemies of Satan. Therefore, since there is enmity between Mary and Satan, Mary will never commit a sin. The only way this can happen is if she is preserved from the effects of original sin, which is the tendency to commit sin. At the Annunciation, the angel Gabriel announces that this is indeed the case when he says in Luke 1:28, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." The Greek word used is ki keratomene, so it would be, "Hail, ki keratomene, the Lord is with thee." Ki keratomene is a feminine past perfect participle. A literal translation would be, "Hail, she who was perfectly graced in the past and perfectly persists in that grace." This means Mary was filled with the grace of God before grace even came into the world. Grace means salvation. No Protestant would argue with that. Grace is initially received at baptism. So it was like she was baptized or washed clean with the blood of Christ in her mother's womb at her conception. She was, quote, saved or received initial salvation at her conception rather than at baptism like the rest of us. There are two ways to save someone. One is to rescue them from danger. The other one is to prevent them from being in danger in the first place. Let's say someone falls down a cliff and you pull them out. They will have been saved but suffer the effects of having fallen down the cliff, say a sprained ankle. But if someone is about to fall down the cliff and you catch them and pull them back just in time, then they will never suffer the effects of having fallen down a cliff. Likewise, we are conceived and born with the stain of original sin. It is removed at baptism, but the effects remain, concupiscence, or the tendency to sin. But since the Virgin Mary was preserved free from the stain of original sin by the grace of God through the future merits of Jesus Christ, she never had the effects of original sin, so she had no tendency to commit sin. The two most common objections to the Immaculate Conception are, one, that Mary says in Luke 1:47, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior," the argument being that Mary says she has a Savior, but if she has no sin, she needs no Savior, therefore she must have sinned. This comes from the false belief that we only go to hell over sins personally committed, but original sin will send you to hell as well, which is why baptism is absolutely necessary. But more importantly, the doctrine itself recognizes that Mary has a Savior by stating that it is by the merits of Jesus Christ that the Immaculate Conception is accomplished. The second most common objection is Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." Since this passage says all have sinned, then Mary must have sinned, because all means all. Really? What sin has a 2-year-old that died committed? or a nine-month-old, or an aborted baby. The reason Protestants give for their belief that unbaptized babies who die go to heaven is that they have committed no sin. What about Jesus? He was fully human. What sin did he commit? The text doesn't say all but Jesus and the little children, yet every Protestant would make these exceptions. But if all means all, then it must include them as well. So if you wish to make exceptions for these, you cannot deny an exception for Mary. All have sinned clearly is not an absolute statement, but rather a general statement on the sinful nature of man that Mary would absolutely have had were it not for the Immaculate Conception. So what did the early church fathers of the early church say? In the Ascension of Isaiah, written in 70 AD, we read, "The report concerning the child was noised abroad in Bethlehem, some saying, 'The Virgin Mary has given birth before she was married 2 months,' and many said, 'She has not given birth, the midwife has not gone up to her, and we heard no cries of pain.' The Odes of Solomon, written in 80 AD, say, 'So the virgin became a mother with great mercies, and she labored and bore the son, but without pain, because it did not occur without purpose, and she did not seek a midwife, because he caused her to give life.' Pain in childbirth is a punishment of original sin. Hippolytus writes in 235 AD, 'He was the ark formed of incorruptible wood, for by this is signified that his tabernacle was exempt from putridity and corruption.' Origen, in 244 AD, 'This virgin mother of the only begotten Son of God is called Mary, worthy of God, immaculate of the immaculate, one of the one.' Saint Ephrem, in 370 AD, 'Thou alone and thy mother are in all things fair. There is no flaw in thee and no stain in thy mother.' Not to mention Martin Luther, Philip Zwingli, and John Calvin, in fact, all the original reformers, affirmed the Immaculate Conception. Its denial is the innovation, not its proclamation. Until my next video, God bless.